Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number oney.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Motherfucking Bay back doing this again. It's Wacky Wednesday, December 12, 2012. That's right, 12-12-12. Thank you so much for joining me on this momentous date. I really appreciate your support, and thank you for tuning in. Looks like Hammurabi's code is already butthurt over something. I haven't even fucking done anything yet. This guy just preemptively gets butthurt. Yeah, definitely guests. We should definitely call the Wambulance for Robbie's code. In fact, we should have a Wambulance at the ready every night for this show. Oh, man. So I decided to dedicate this show. Doesn't have to be totally dedicated to, but yeah, we'll dedicate the show to Shmoop. We don't have to talk about Shmoop the whole time. But it appears that good friend of the show, Shmoop, who was a core member of the Russell League, has broken ties with the league and has pretty much retired, at least the Shmoop character has been retired. I know that comes as a relief to a lot of you. It's kind of bittersweet for me, really. He was one of my dearest callers. I loved having him call. He was funny, he was entertaining, but at the same time, he offended a lot of my listeners. Most likely, he's the reason why Ron Breinert does not listen to this program anymore. Besides the one angry Jew, I think Shmoop is responsible for Ron not taking any liking to my program. And that's fine. It's okay. I will live. I will endure. So I'd like to salute Shmoop and his outstanding contribution to this show and the many lulls he provided the internet during his tenure with Eugene Nazi and the Russell League. He definitely will be sorely missed. And I encourage you to call in and share your stories and fondest memories of Shmoop. I'm assuming he's never calling in again. So, this kind of caught me by surprise. I'm not going to... This is not going to be a full-out Shmoop Fest. But I am going to put together at some point a little montage of Shmoop's appearances on the show to memorialize him and honor his contribution to this program. A lot of folks have come in and out of this program. Some stay longer than others. Some contribute more than others. And no matter what, I appreciate all of your contributions, except for Carl Barks, who's not here, which is good. All right. So, I have some callers on the line, and I'm going to get to them here in a minute. I wanted to touch on a few things real quickly that I'm excited about. My Golden State Warriors were victorious tonight, defeating the Miami Heat, the defending champion Miami Heat, in Miami. 97-95. Big ups to the Golden State Warriors. They are on a 7-game road trip, and so far they are 5-0. Including this win over the Heat. If they can go undefeated on this long road trip, that would be amazeballs. What else is going on? Oh yeah, and that puts them 6 games ahead of the Lakers. I love it. I mean, as a Warrior fan, you root for the Warriors until they're out of it. and then you just root against the Lakers. And this season, it might be different. I don't know. At least it's starting off that way. Oh, man. But yes. I want to thank you all. Hammurabi's Code, you know what? I don't give a fuck that you don't give a fuck. So guess what? You're on mute. I swear. I just want to put on a program for us to have fun, for us to chit chat. But I just get so much negativity. So much negativity. Oh, and now Hammurabi's gonna pout and rage quit and leave the room. He's probably gonna come back in as a guest or as Russell League Radio. Unfortunately, you're IP banned, Hammurabi, so if you try to come in with those other handles, you're still gonna be muted. Or if you change your IP, you won't be. But whatever. You only get 2 minutes on timeout. I don't know why. Everybody else sticks out the 2 minutes. Hammurabi has to leave in a huff. What a baby! Like, I bend over backwards to compensate that or accommodate that guy and all of his requests and demands, and it's still never enough. It's never going to be enough. Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, is Assert MacFags listening? Crap. No Assert MacFags, because I have a song I want to play for her. Can somebody find out if Assert MacFags is listening? Because I want to play a song for her. But before I do that, I thought I would, in the spirit of celebrating the life and times of Shmoop, I thought it might be fun to replay some audio from an appearance he had on the show, what was it, last week? Maybe 2 weeks ago, when he found a zero day to break into my switchboard and unmuted everybody on it. I had something like 20 call, I don't know, at least 20 callers. People that were on hold that didn't have their hand up, that didn't even want to talk. He came into my switchboard and fucking unmuted everyone. And that's, I don't know if you people remember that, but that's when we got that crazy, weird echo feedback loop, and it was just totally psychedelic, and it was a mess. And some of you got swept up in it, and I apologize. One person that was caught in that mess was Mercedes. Poor Mercedes. She didn't know what was going on. Yes, thank you. Thank you. If somebody could alert Assert MacFags and just make sure she's listening. Because that's one thing I hate, is when I play requests for people and they don't hear it, they're not even listening. And what's the point? You people don't want to hear a Do you people want to hear a Residents song? Do you even know who the Residents are? Okay. Blitzy is telling me that Assert MacFags is listening. All right, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to torture you with this Residents song first. Then I'm going to bring on Hammurabi's Code, alleviate some of his butthurt, and then I'll play the clip of Shmoop finding my zero day on my switchboard and causing total chaos. Oh yeah, he also when he broke on into my switchboard, the guy proceeded to proceeded to play that stupid D12 40 ounce song. What a dick. But I don't care. I love him and I miss him. And I'll be right back after these messages from the residents covering Hey Jude and Sympathy for the Devil. But in a way you probably won't even recognize. Be right back.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I
I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay, back, taking your calls, open lines, celebrating the life and times of Schmoop.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
I'm going to miss that guy. Anywho, I want to, before I bring on Hammurabi, I want to address something that was brought up in the chat room by guest. He goes by GU357. If you're not a elite hacksaw who understands elite hacksaw language, guest. I'm not a Darby lover. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? I fucking can't stand Brandon Darby. I think he is a total douchebag. Total douchebag. I don't know him personally, but from all that I've seen, I want nothing to do with that guy. In fact, he blocked me on Twitter, so I can't even see his fucking tweets. Well, I guess the way Twitter is now, you can go to their page and see the person that's blocked you can go to their page and see if they've what they tweeted. But no. Yes, this is the question. Guest asks said that I on Twitter said I liked Occupy Unmasked. That's right. I did. Well, I meant to say that. If you look at the actual tweet, I think I've forgot how to type. Honestly, like I'm catching myself in chats everywhere, misspelling shit. I didn't even get the hashtag right for Occupy Unmasked. I think I called it Occupy Unmasked or some shit. Whatever. I tweeted essentially that I saw the film Occupy Unmasked and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I bought it. I watched it. I enjoyed it. I'll watch it again. First of all, it's like essentially what it is, you could just turn off the volume and just watch it, and it's pretty much a highlight reel of all of the extreme acts of civil disobedience and confrontation and violence and all that stuff, which is all anybody really cares about, right? Nobody wants to watch 8 hours of some hippie kids in a drum circle chanting Kumbaya. Come on, that's a boring movie. I want to see people defecating. I want to see people getting raped. I want to see bank windows being bashed in. I want to see banks being occupied. People sitting down in banks. One bank here in San Francisco, a Bank of America branch in downtown San Francisco, actually had an Occupy member urinate in the corner of the offices of Bank of America. Very classy move. I'm a fan of civil disobedience, don't get me wrong, but that's not how I would choose to civilly disobey. Yeah, it's just little nuances like that that turned me off from the whole Occupy thing. And I saw the Occupy thing from a mile away. Anybody who listened to my program knows that I was skeptical from the beginning. I was cautiously pessimistic the whole fucking time. All right, what was the question again? Oh, the movie. Yeah, I love the movie because it showed all that shit. It was a highlight reel of all the you know, it was like watching Sports Center, but for the Occupy movement. It was awesome. The late Andrew Breitbart's in it. What was kind of weird though about the Andrew Breitbart interview sequences were they were always shown in like weird shady areas. Like one interview it's him in a back alley somewhere by a dumpster. Then there's another scene of him being interviewed like in front of a construction site. It's really odd places they picked. I think first of all, any filmmaker worth his salt knows the last thing you want to do is record dialogue in front of a construction site by a busy freeway and high and you know, intersection. But they managed to get good sound. I mean, it sounds great. You know, well polished film. And then they have Lee Stranahan on there. Who I like Lee Stranahan. Sue me if I like Lee Stranahan. He called into my show. You know, I think he, like all of us, we all have our personal issues. Same thing with Rauhauser. You know, we all have our skeletons in our closet. Some just aren't exposed. But I like Lee Stranahan. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he means well. I actually remember Lee Stranahan from BTR first. Like, I didn't even think of him as a conservative bright bot. I remember him from doing BTR shows. And I remember when he did his shows, I couldn't tell if he was a lefty or a righty. It was kind of weird. After a while, it became obvious that he was a right winger. But his early shows, I would almost say, are progressive. And he is an avowed, you know, progressive turned conservative, which happens to a lot of people. And that's what I like. Another thing that Breitbart, a term that Breitbart came up with, which totally applies to myself, I can identify with, is the idea of growing up culturally liberal. In California, if you live in like the suburbs of California and you're white, you're basically born culturally liberal. And it's hard to unlearn that. Especially when you venture out of the suburbs and go to the inner city. Then you have some problems. Sicko is saying, lay aside, can we quit talking about Darby, Breitbart, Occupy, and get back to Schmoop? I'm trying to answer guest's question here. Excuse me for using my show and taking my time to do it. If you don't like it, go fucking listen to Goofy Bone. Jesus, where was I? I apologize, guest. Oh, I answered it? Okay, good. No, I thought it was a great film. Just like I liked, I think that film, anybody who is following all this activism shit in the last couple of years, whether it's right wing or left wing, should definitely see Occupy Unmasked and We Are Legion. To me, those are like bookend movies. And I don't know, and I think it's funny that you point that out, Ghost. I made one tweet about Occupy Unmasked saying I liked it. That's it. Didn't promote it, didn't do anything, just said I liked it. That was it. I did like fucking 3 retweets and 2 other tweets about how you should fucking buy We Are Legion, not torrent it. So you can support the filmmakers, because me, being a filmmaker or former filmmaker, whatever you want to call it, having made films, I know how much money, time, and effort and resources it takes to put into something like that. And both of those films were very well polished. I don't know how We Are Legion got funded, but Occupy Unmasked obviously got funded by Citizens United. But whatever, they both are I think they're companion pieces in my, and I like them both. Both get thumbs up. All right, kids, let's bring on Hammurabi and have him do a little bit of a roll call here. We've got 31 users. Thank you, 31 people logged into the chat, the show page for listening. Again, if you have problems with the audio on the show page, all you have to do is click the link for open and default player and then stream it that way. And it's usually, that's a good fail safe. So, here we go. Let's go with some chat room roll call with our good friend Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's Code, you're live.
Chat room roll call. I am.
Yeah, chat room roll call.
You got a bunch of people in your chat, Vince.
All right, fuck you then. You want to go back on mute, bitch?
I'm kidding. Oh, I don't. If you want to get mad, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, play the victim now. I see how you're doing this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got Sicko, Blitzy, Crypt Keeper, Cyborg News, Danny, guests, a bunch of other guests. I Eat Cake, Jinx, Ma, Night Angel, and Bartender. What's that?
I love cake. Not the user, I Eat Cake. I mean just cake, the actual thing. The baked good. I like it.
I like cake, too.
Yeah. Red velvet cake.
No, they like more than cake.
What?
Tits.
All right, continue.
That's pretty much all I had.
What are you talking about, dude?
You know what I hate? You know what I
We got
I
Jackal
about
and
Anon
in the building. Are you kidding me? We got Jackal and Anon, Jinx, Melissa.
Well, yeah, now that...
Nighty Angel, the bartender, and Worth of the World.
Well, yeah. Now he can. Now Jackal can crawl back out, man. This big bad bully that's probably half his age has been banned, so he can come back out. It's a pretty big day for him.
Yep, a momentous occasion, folks. Well, that's your chat room roll call. Thank you very much, Hammurabi. I appreciate that. So, Hammurabi, any thoughts, any anecdotes, anything? What's on your mind?
Not a lot. I mean, nobody's really talking about the Schmoop thing, and whatever's flying around is pure bullshit. Anybody who's been around for any reasonable amount of time and has a few brain cells to rub together, took one look at what happened, and pretty much knows what happened. And it's not like it's a big surprise. I mean, that's the type of shit that happens. But there are definitely people who actually know what happened, but none of them are fucking talking. And that's pretty gay.
Oh, yeah, nigga! Yeah, nigga!
See? Schmoop agrees.
All right, let's take another... Hey, dude, let's take a call unscreened. God knows who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Nate. How you doing?
I didn't catch that. Who is it?
It's Tyler Bass. How you doing?
Oh, Tyler Bass. Great. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I just woke up about an hour ago. I was doing some early evening napping, and that's all they call in, man. You know, so I told you I went back to the Manning trial, right?
Yeah. What's been going on with that?
I don't know. I just saw the lawyer speak, and one of his goddamn handlers is not a fan of the Chronicle, man, apparently. Like, one of them was, and we've gotten some good fan love from people at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, but, man, his fucking handler was just, like, giving me this attitude, like, when I went up to, say I was going to ask him some questions, and I got one question in, but they wanted it all on new cards beforehand, but, his handler, his name is Emma Cape, head of the Bradley Manningsport Network, was like, oh, we're this is for press. And the guy, Nathan Fuller, who's with them, was like, no, he's press. And so I didn't deal with it. Anyway, I went up to the attorney, David Coombs, afterward, and, just like trying to ask questions. And she handled him away from me when he was going through a line of reporters. And then when he was going out the back of the church, I was trying to ask him one more question, which I'd already given him anyway, which was, did he think that what Manning did was a net benefit? Not really an edgy question. Not like, did Bradley Manning kill Akon or something, or anything like that. And so that was very annoying, I guess I wanted to take the AFP people a little more seriously, but I just wanted to come on here. I know that this show really belongs to Shmoop, but I don't mean to steal the spotlight from her. I wanted to bitch about
her,
these people.
Her. No, it's a him. Shmoop was a guy.
Okay, I didn't know that. Whatever. See, I'm just plumb fucking in.
Oh, yeah, nigga.
I done goofed. So there you go. Yeah, is Shmoop's John Mac? Is that John McAfee's code name? I mean, who is this person? Go. I can't take up more of the time because this there's clearly a birthday celebration or an honor here that I have intruded upon.
Oh no, we're talking about Shmoop. Are you familiar with the Russell League?
The Russell League. Okay, I've heard speak of this.
Okay,
the Russell League.
Shmoop was one of the core members of the Russell League, and
okay.
He's retired now. He's retired from the Russell League now. So,
it's kind of
big news. It's like the Colts losing Peyton Manning. This is huge.
I take it this is like a retirement party, huh?
Yeah,
retirement party.
Something like that, you could say. We weren't really prepared, but we'll probably do a bigger extravaganza later on.
Okay. Yeah, cool. I'm agreeing with this commenter, by the way. He says I sound like a faggle. Thanks. Thanks a lot. But at least I'm not a bigot. How about that? Yeah, by the way, I wanted to say about your views on the movie, it just killed, maybe this movie is really good, Vince. I can't really judge it, I won't claim to have seen it, but it just kills me to hear you say anything nice about Citizens United, but the group is all I'm saying.
Oh, I wasn't talking about Citizens United, I was talking about the film.
I know, the film could really rock, and you know what, I find all that violence really great, and I think that just airing them as a bunch of harmless fucking kumbaya people, bunch of hippies, is just like a fucking lie. You know what? And actually, I think one thing is that there are probably a lot of the Black Bloc motherfuckers who are watching that film who, like, see the smashed-in bank, and they're like, fuck yeah. And they're like, that's exactly what we thought Occupy should be about. And maybe it's fandom. I don't know if they were trying to end the U.S. government. I mean, I think what's ironic about that, and I was just reading a synopsis of it, is that, in fact, I heard a lot of critics of them from the right saying that they just wanted the government to be, so big, right? That's Andrew Breitbart's whole deal, so I'm a little confused about that. I get, like, the Tobin tax, right? I mean, is that the state being smashed or something? I don't know.
No, the Tobin tax is that's like a left wing thing, man.
Oh yeah, it's supposed to deter micro trading. The people at Adbusters were really trying to push that as a grand finale for Occupy, and personally, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Which they tried to dub as the Robin Hood tax. Is that what it was?
Right.
They were calling it for a while.
That was the resell of it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the problem is it isn't necessarily hating the richest player in the game. I'm just hating the winners. The problem is you have all these people who are doing something fucking meaningless, doing this micro trading, using these computers, which is just manipulative. It's not someone sitting around, some old, sage of Omaha sitting around going, who
which company has the most skilled workers and most ideal business plan? No, it's just, you know, it's
shaving points off numbers.
Yeah, yeah, it's like card counting, for fuck's sake.
You can go onto YouTube and look up videos for like all these different, like during the flash trade, the flash crash or whatever it was a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
For pretty much any IPO, like the Facebook IPO, some guy put up a video where, you know, it was him, trading shares, because the underwriters were propping up the price above $20. So these guys were making money off of the second by second incremental percentage points of a penny, you know, back and forth and up and down, you know, just try, you know, fighting against the whatchamacallits, the underwriters to push it under $20, but they kept it over $20. You can see this flash trading done in real time on these people. They do screenshots of their computers' screens. And
I've seen some of that.
Fucking insanity, dude. It's insane. It's like the fucking Matrix, dude. It's like that. Remember that movie Pi?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like that movie.
Yeah, I guess the footage itself sounds like it's fun. Like the guy, I'm sure they have the guy pooping on the car, right? I mean, do they have that in their events?
Oh, they have all the signature. It's all the, like I said, it's like Sports Center for the Occupy movement.
But how much are they really getting the police brutality?
I mean, let's think
about it. Like, do they talk about Olsen getting hit with the bullet? You know, the rubber bullet, that whole thing.
No, but it's like covering NASCAR. You never show the 4 hours of them going around and around and around and around. They only show the 5 minutes worth of footage of all the crashes. That's what the movie is.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
As long as you go into that knowing that, it's very, very provocative and entertaining. You got to see it, man. It's great, and it's Andrew Breitbart's swan song in some ways. Although I think there's a movie coming out called Hating Breitbart, but yeah, I liked it. I liked it. I thought it was great. I wasn't expecting an objective portrayal. Believe me, knowing who was behind it, I was not expecting anything, you know, objective. Just like if you would go to a Michael Moore movie, you know which perspective you're getting when you go into a Michael Moore movie.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I think Michael Moore makes great movies too. Like I think he's got a great little style, a little personal, intimate, almost like a child's narrator type of thing, you know, but done in a quirky little way. I've always, you know, as a filmmaker, respected him for that. Like I thought Bowling for Columbine was fantastic, but you know, once he's off the court and he's down there banging drums with the hippies, that's where I lose respect for him.
You know where I lose respect for Michael Moore? I lose respect for Moore when he pretends, despite having this very successful film career, he pretends to be like a blue-collar slob still. And this is just painful to see him go through these motions. I mean, he like half-shaves, you know what I mean? He calculates I haven't shaved for a week and a half, the deal. And I hate that. It's like he's fucking, he thinks he's Fidel Castro in 1960 being like, I can't shave because we can't get any razors up in this bitch. You know, I just think it's pathetic. I think that Michael Moore, Chris Rock, for example, he's a guy who started doing comedy about being rich. This is not what his original set was about, but he's not like his audience anymore. He can't, there's a lot of times he can't say anything. He did a shtick about this and I thought it was great. He was saying, I try to do like observational comedy when I'm like fucking loaded. And I think that Michael Moore is having trouble doing observational work while doing that. Like still wearing the fucking mom pants and stuff, like the fucking mom jeans. I just like, Mike, give it up. Just give it up. Say, he's talking about, like I remember being stupid white men, and there's a part of it where he says, oh, you know, I gave up my car 20 years ago, just left it on a curb in Manhattan, and just let that thing sit there and get booted and dragged away. And it's like, shut up, Mike. You have a fucking driver. You know, it's fine. Like, like, what? There's all sorts of meaningless statements about that, and it's not like his fans, and I like a lot of his work, would really begrudge him for getting wealthy. It's like, we get it, man. Like, you made some good stuff, and you capitalized on it, and maybe that's just okay. You know, it's just like the classic rake on the hipster Trustafarianism. You know, I mean, you're from fucking San Fran. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know, just like this, like, a fine forced poverty. It's like the kitsch value that surrounds PBR. You know, it's just it's ridiculous.
I totally agree.
Yeah,
I can't stand
it.
And that's another thing that was a red flag.
Probably continue on with that for another hour and 15 minutes.
Wait, hang on. To add to that, you know what was another red flag for me with the Occupy movement was when people like Michael Moore and Russell Simmons and Cornel West, all these Obamaites, all these Obama supporters swooped in and put their stamp, their face on top of it, and you know, kind of in a way subliminally, I think, galvanized Obama, because those people eventually, you know, they were pushing for Obama before and they're pushing for him after. So, you know, that right there was a red flag for me when they started coming in and like they brought Kanye West down there. It's like, come on.
There was some.
They did rely on a lot of hoaxes at first, because I remember, all right, I was doing my radio show back then, and when the whole Operation Bart thing was going on, I suddenly attracted a lot of listeners that were interested in that, and it was local to me, and I was totally down with the protest, the sort of the premise of the protest. So I participated a couple of times, and it was great fodder for my talk show, and I had a lot of people that participated call in, and it was awesome. And I sort of, you know, had a little following there of based off of that, and some of those people ended up being occupiers. And it was interesting to see the transition there. And I, from the beginning, was telling these guys, dude, this is, you know, I don't have a good feeling about this. You know, even if it is a legit grassroots thing, it's going to be just like the Tea Party. It's going to get hijacked by MSNBC, which it did, and it's going to be driven into the ground. Which it did. And now everybody that used to have Occupy on their handle on Twitter has gotten rid of it and disavowed that shit altogether. I don't blame them. I'm glad I never even thought about or was even tempted to join. I went down to some of these encampments just to check them out and see how disgusting they were. But that was about it.
Sorry, I saw a friend on the street.
Are you in a decent neighborhood? Are you walking?
Yeah, I'm in a great neighborhood. Hey, my friend Mike Elk is right up the street. Let me call you guys right back.
Sure, right on. Tyler Bass, everybody.
Can't wait.
It looks like
What the fuck was that?
That's Tyler Bass from the Chronicle.su. He's a contributor here on the show from time to time. He's always got great reporting.
Boy, howdy.
It doesn't even matter what you say, because you don't like anything.
I love tits. You know what I hate about tits? Not getting them in my email. It's a pretty horrible thing. I like to be greeted by tits in my email. You know what I love about tits?
What? What do you love about tits?
Everything.
Oh, God. Okay, we have Blitzkrieg and I think maybe Sicko on the line. If one of you guys want to raise your hand and save me, I'm stuck with Hammurabi now. Once again, big ups to Tyler Bass for coming through. I think he might try to call back, but it's always great to have him on.
Yeah, big ups to Tyler Bass.
All right, Blitz. Now bring on my my good friend, Anon Sicko. Sicko, welcome to the show.
I thought I was I thought my hand was up the entire time. What's going on, guys?
No, you know You're what? Next. I think I saw your hand up for a second, and then it went down, so I was like, oh, maybe he just doesn't want to talk about whatever the fuck we're talking about.
Who wants to talk about Occupy?
Yeah, go for it. What are your thoughts?
Holy shit, I said, who wants to talk about it? Oh, God, it's not my show. You guys go bananas on Occupy.
I don't really feel like we do.
I mean...
Go ahead, Sicko. Just ignore Hammurabi.
I don't know what you want to talk about. I don't know what else could be said about Occupy. Like, Jinx is in chat.
Banana! 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 Banana!
Occupy footage right here. There you go. There you go, Hammurabi. We went bananas for a second there. All right. Go ahead, Sicko.
I don't know what else could be said about Occupy that hasn't been said 1,000 times on both sides. Contrary to popular opinion, though, I don't think Occupy failed because of... I think there's a lot of contributing factors that get ignored when people talk about the failure of Occupy. One of them is the police repression. Say what you want to about Occupy, but the way the police departments responded to these protests and stuff was completely out of hand. As somebody who not only just witnessed it, but felt it many times, there's absolutely no reason for a cop to come running and drop kick somebody for being in the street. You know what I mean? Like, that shouldn't happen. I didn't do anything. I was standing there, and a cop ran and drop kicked me. On May Day.
You probably had it coming.
Hey, we have an anonymous question for the panel. Anonymous question for the panel. You guys ready?
Sure.
Okay. We can get back to what you're talking about, and we're gonna bring Tyler Bass on in a second too. But Hammurabi's Code. Do you think Michael Moore shaves his pubes?
Absolutely not. I don't think he's seen his dick in years.
Same question, Sicko.
I actually have never spent any time thinking about Michael Moore's pubes, but I'm going to go with no.
All right. Tyler Bass, do you think Michael Moore shaves his pubes?
I have seen him in his dandy outfit that he has, which, I mean, I really don't mean to mock him for it, because, again, I don't care. You know, I just don't give a shit. I think he keeps it trimmed, just like Muhammad says. You're supposed to keep it a little bit trimmed. I would think he would obey Muhammad's command, his hadith.
So you're saying, no, he's not, he doesn't shave.
I think he shaves a little. I mean, he's just trimmed up. I mean, here's the thing. It looks like this is probably a majority male audience. You know that especially if you have a honky disease, as I like to call it, if you shave really close and you have the coarse hair, they get ingrown. And boy, doesn't that suck. You know?
Well, you know what? I think I'm going to actually, my guess is that he is shaved. I believe he's got very, very small genitalia, and he's doing what every gentleman does that has that. He shaves to give that extra visual inch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It does help with the vision.
Yes. If you shave down there completely bald, you get the advantage of the visual inch. Suddenly you're not 2 inches, suddenly you're 3.
Yeah, you're probably, I hear you're more susceptible to probably some retroviral activity. I guess you have to figure with the trade-off, you know.
Okay, here's another anonymous question for the panel. This question is, what if there were no more boobs in the world? This would have been a good question last night, but okay. What if there were no more boobs in the world, Hammurabi?
Life wouldn't be worth living.
Sicko.
I think Hammy's life would go on being exactly the same as it is now.
And Tyler, your guess.
I think Michael Moore would have much more self-confidence.
All right, there you have it. Thank you for your anonymous questions. Stay tuned, everybody. We got Blitzy on the way. He wants to talk about what happened to Schmoop. And yeah, we're going to take more calls.
You've had literally 25 minutes of talk. You really need to play a fucking song and screen nobody in your chat line or whatever.
What?
I said you've had 25 minutes of people talking. It was all intro bullshit for the first 30 minutes. And then the last 25 has been Occupy bullshit for your quote-unquote Schmoop tribute show. And now we're going to listen to a song.
Did I say we're going to listen to a song?
No, I just know how you do it. We're closing in on the end of the first hour.
Oh, yeah, nigga! Yeah, nigga!
I appreciate that.
I think
but you know what I'd
appreciate? You know, I was just leaving that.
Blitzkrieg. You should bring Blitz on. And mute that
How about
guy.
I do this? Blitz is not ready to come on yet, all right? Give him a minute. I've been talking to him. Don't worry. He's coming on. What I was going to do, you're right. It's the top of the hour. I want to take a break. I want to go shake the weasel. I want to break up the conversation. And I am going to play in hopes of steering things back to Schmoop. I was going to play
D12 40 ounce.
Well, yeah, I can play that too, but I was actually going to play a recording of what I was talking about earlier when Schmoop found the zero day for my switchboard.
Yeah, do that.
This is okay. This is a recording. I think it was maybe a week or two ago of Schmoop on my show. I had something like 25 callers on the switchboard. Maybe half of them had their hands up. Maybe three quarters of those people were on the air. I wouldn't say that. I'd say like maybe half of those people with their hands up were unmuted, and we were talking. And Schmoop found the zero day. So I don't know what he did, but suddenly he was unmuted, and then. Actually, he unmuted a few other people before, and then he unmuted himself, and then he unmuted everybody, and it turned into this. And people were like listening through their, and he unmuted everybody, even people who were just listening. So they had their speakers on, so there's this weird feedback going on, and Mercedes was on, and she didn't know what the fuck was happening. So anyways, without any further ado, I'm going to take a break, and you can listen to this classic cut. We're celebrating the life and times of Schmoop tonight. This is a classic cut from my show, I don't know, about a week ago maybe. This is Schmoop Finds My Zero Day. I'll be right back.
I just can't think of it.
What?
What? What did she say?
Is that Schmoop? Oh my God,
yeah,
he's unmuted. Schmoop. Holy shit, he's unmuted. How the fuck did you do that, dude?
I found the zero day, bro.
Holy shit. Oh, I wish I screen capped that. That was fucking badass, dude.
That's called leak, bro.
Oh
you
my God.
You absolutely hacked your system.
Wow.
I found the zero day. I went
Are
to
you
turn.
A wizard?
Yes, I am.
That's right.
Do you own a pterodactyl?
Yes.
Do you speak via carrier pigeon and smoke signal?
Absolutely.
You know, despite all your posturing, I've yet to see you rape one bitch. Not even one. I think there would have been, like, pictures on Twitter by now.
Why would somebody post pictures of them committing a crime?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, it's like,
I
just killed someone. Here's the pics.
Actually, that's untrue. Niggers are very famous for doing that.
Fuck you!
Nigger! Bad word. You're the worst troll ever. Jesus Christ. You think swearing is going to upset people. It's kind of funny. It's like the puppy that keeps barking and pissing
what?
Over you.
What?
Ugly.
Oh,
you know
I see that. Big ups to Debbie Daly in my chat
Switch
room.
Debbie,
hey, can you guys keep it down for a second? We've got 3 minutes to go. Big ups to Debbie Daly in the building.
Call in,
the building.
Faggots.
You unfortunately,
get that in. There's 3 minutes. You got to tell them they got to call in before you do.
Oh,
you
yeah. If you want to continue listening to this cavalcade of mediocrity, it's only going to happen if you call this number in the next 3 minutes and get on the overtime call. It's east of the Rockies, it's 347-826-7667. West of the Rockies, it's 347-826-7667. So if you want to get in on this, you got to get in now. We have another caller on the line now. Go ahead, caller. You just called in. Who's this?
Hey, buddy. You got me?
Yeah, I got you, dude. What's up?
Yeah, I got you, dude. What's up?
Hey.
I'm Matt. It's Debbie Daly.
Axe, you there?
Debbie Daly.
Yeah, I'm
here,
man.
That's not me,
Ben.
That's not me, Ben.
Hello.
Vince, you're a
fever. Mercedes, you there? Mercedes, you there?
Hello.
Dude, Schmoop, are you
sure? I can't hear you. Oh,
Debbie.
Fucking
Hammy,
for
fuck's sake.
It's not me,
it's
you,
not
fucking,
me
faggot.
You fucking faggot.
Somebody's got a
I'm
nasty
so
echo.
Yo, the muffin man, the muffin man, the muffin man, the muffin man. Do you
hey,
know
how many of them are
where we put this on the fucking
don't
put that shit on that shit.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow, that's pretty
wow,
good.
That's pretty
yeah.
good, actually.
Major feedback.
Major feedback here.
Is it me, Ben? Is it me? Is it John? Is it John?
25 callers.
Caller. Caller.
No idea.
Thanks
no
for
idea.
That.
How's everyone doing? Is it me? I'm not. Me, I'm not.
Chocolate rain. Yeah, that was
good. Just say chocolate rain.
Oh,
one of you has got to die.
Got to die.
Please,
Dory, Dory. Wow.
Wow.
Balls to you!
Hit it!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yarrai me!
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro che c'è un segnale in raccolto.
Finish him.
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
Yeah, VITB back up in this for hour number two. I've got my cohort Hammurabi. Hammurabi, I've got an anonymous question for you. Are you ready for this?
Totally.
Okay, this is an anonymous question. It says, how did Hammy and Shmoop first meet, and which one took the top?
That's the gayest question I've ever heard.
Answer the question.
I refuse.
How'd you meet Shmoop, and who was on top? Come on, dude.
Die.
He's gone.
Die.
Shmoop is dead. It's okay.
He's not dead.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
Okay, Danny confirms, and Shmoop was on top. Okay, good. No, oh, God, you guys and your 4chan shit. God, again, folks, I have to put the disclaimer out there. Listener discretion is advised, and also chat room discretion is advised. Please, I do not endorse any link unless I paste the link myself. I wouldn't trust any link except for ones that I officially post. I do not take a responsibility for any links that are dropped in my chat room, nor any content that anybody...
this is a pretty good one.
Oh, my God.
In fact, you should totally click
okay,
that.
Okay, all right,
sure.
You know what? I'm now going in chat room moderator mode, and we got Spyco, who's going to get timeout. Spyco, 2 minutes for scrolling. Spyco, 2 minutes. 2 minutes for scrolling. Thank you very much, Spyco. I appreciate that. Also, we have Sicko back with us, and of course Tyler Bass. That's the panel. If you have questions, they can be anonymous.
Here's an anonymous question for Blitz. Why the fuck aren't you getting on?
I have the answer. No, actually, let's have him give you the answer. Go ahead, Blitz. Answer the question.
Jesus.
Hi, Blitz.
Craig.
It's because he is on, bitches. That's Blitzkrieg. He's on.
Hey, what's up?
Don't bump any of these threads. Don't bump in any sensor. You shouldn't bump anything.
It's all one thread.
You shouldn't bump anything. You shouldn't bump threads. You shouldn't bump lines. You shouldn't bump heads. You shouldn't bump fists. It's all
Penis
not
bump?
Good for you.
You should definitely
don't
bump that.
I'm anti-bump. I am anti-bump.
Why are you questioning the bump?
Because they all.
No
they
hating
all...
in the bay.
Terrorist fist bump, man.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
So, what's the story, Blitz? Fizz promised us a story.
Well, did you read his Twitter? Like what he posted?
All yeah. I saw is he said, I'm handing over my Twitter to Anon Sicko. So Anon Sicko is in the chat room. Or actually, Anon Sicko is on the line. Well, duh. So you have control of that account, Sicko?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
What are you going to do? What are you going to... You know what? If I were you, I would just leave it.
You know, I don't know.
What are you going to do?
I probably wouldn't have accepted ownership of it if it were me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
That's weird. Yeah, that's kind of weird that he hung the... That he usually they just leave the account and you know, nobody gets it. Well, why would he pass it on? That's weird.
Right. Yeah, no, we were talking as he was going
publicly passing it on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Like I said, we were talking on Jabber last night before he went to bed. I probably not going to touch it, but you know I don't know.
Yeah, I would just leave it. He deleted almost everything anyway. Just leave what's there. Rest in peace, Shmoop. That was he was a great character. That was one of my favorite characters on the internet yet.
Everybody's asking why he left. He said he didn't have time for Twitter anymore. He said he had other things that he wanted to focus his time on, and he just wasn't able to. He wasn't able to enjoy Twitter.
It has nothing to do with Twitter.
Like, think about how much time you spent online, and like, he has shit to do in real life. You know what I mean? He's got to focus on other things and get shit.
Yeah, I don't know how some of you guys do it. Some of you guys literally, you're on the IRC all day, or maybe you switch off to the Tiny Chat, or vice versa, and then. Oh, maybe you take a time out to come invade Vince in the Bay, and then, which you're still doing the Tiny Chat and the IRC anyway on the side, and then you just keep doing, or maybe you're playing video games. I don't know, man. I don't know how you people, there's people that just do that 24/7, and it blows my mind. I mean, I do it, I'm bad enough as it is. You know, I'm always playing with Twitter on my phone.
Oh, no, man, it's just... He's got shit to do. Like, he's got shit to get done that he wants to do.
Yeah, you can still tweet, though. That's bullshit, though. You can still
tweet. Well, no, dude. Like, think about it. You live up to a character all the time. All
right. Well, hopefully he's got a sock out there that I'm already following that I'll get some lulls from.
Actually, from his mouth is he's not creating a sock. He's not trying to fade into becoming, you know.
No, he's off the internet.
Yeah.
Which is totally normal for guys like Shmoo.
Uh-huh. Like, it's something different for somebody like, for me, who I'm on Twitter for, there's a reason I'm there. I'm there to look at information and to pass information along to other people. That's not why Shmoo was here. Shmoo was here for lulls, and now he doesn't have time for the lulls. So he's going to real life.
So, starting it all off with the "you cannot arrest an idea," albeit a funnier version of every other, mainly Anon, who's gotten banned, isn't like the tip of the hat to end all tip of the hats. Really?
Dude, why would
the siren song of the band?
Why would
starting it all off?
Why would he get banned,
come on, man.
Dude, at all?
Oh, you're a nigga!
All right, guys, check this out. Check this out.
What's up?
Oh, no, is that Tyler?
No, that was Sicko.
Oh, Sicko. Okay, finish your thought, Sicko, and I'm going to bring on another guest.
Somebody asked why he would get banned. I mean, there's legit reasons. There's the Soulja Boy hack, stuff like that. You know, Shmoop was part of UG Nazi, stuff like that, so... There are reasons that might have gotten banned, but that's not what happened.
I don't see him getting banned.
So he didn't get banned. I'm just saying there are actual legit reasons on why he might, you know, running around with UG Nazi and stuff like that. He's hacking Soulja Boy's Twitter account.
I have no idea what you're talking about, dude.
Oh man, if you missed the Soulja Boy hack, that's my personal favorite Shmoop moment, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is. Okay, I know who Shmoop is. All right. Well, and Shmoop has fucking commented on Chronicle a lot. I feel ashamed to not know it. I've really let a fan down. At least one of Kilgore's fans, I should say. But, the Soulja Boy hack, good lord. That was I remember Adrian Lamo commented on our article and said it was like a society column from hell. You know, the combining of all of these, you know, the harassing of Emek and, you know, all that good stuff. I mean, it's sad for her, but. You know, I think even she would acknowledge, you know, in a shot and throw it away, if it were someone else, it would be funny. So, hats off to
I tried to get her to, she said she can appreciate it. She was on the show right after it happened. She said she can appreciate it for what it is, but she wouldn't admit it was funny because she said it put her kids in danger.
Oh, yeah, no, of course.
Hey. And Shmoop came on the show and admitted, he's like, you know what, Vince, you know, sometimes I take my pranks too far.
Uh-huh.
He admitted it on the show. He's like, you know, he's like, in retrospect, yeah, I probably went too far. And he got his Twitter suspended, and that happens to everybody, though. It happened to me. I mean, so that doesn't mean nothing. There were people after him for other reasons. I mean, he was a new, he, like, for some people, He was just pure comedy, and for other people, for a very few people, he was a nightmare. And I think there's a lot of people that are not mourning his loss. But I personally am one, and somebody else that I know is mourning the loss is on the line with us. And I'm talking about Assert MacFags. What's up, Assert?
Hi, Vince.
What's up, Assert?
Hello there, darling.
I'm,
how are
you? I'm absolutely, absolutely crestfallen right now. Not because Schmoop is gone, because his creative talents are gone. You know, it's kind of like, it's almost like if you could compare Schmoop to Earl's sweatshirt, it's pretty much what it is, because he just got sent away by his parents to be a wilderness guide in Lake Superior National Forest. And
he's gonna get tempted by the devil out there, you know.
Yeah, no, everybody thinks he got vanned, and everybody thinks he got sunshine, but no, he's like Earl's sweatshirt in, like, the West Indies, like, at boarding school, but he's in Lake Superior National Forest. And, you know, it's not funny. Like, you know, people are going to laugh, haha, but, I mean, like, if you're going to be a tour guide, it's going to be serious. Like, I don't know if he'll survive winter, because he's from Arizona, so who knows what will happen.
Spent a lot of time inside, you know. I mean, that's a big switch, you know, that's going... That's like Jungle the Jungle sort of shit, you know?
Exactly.
Crazy.
It's not even funny.
Hey, I thought I would take this moment in the show just briefly for an interlude to use some people as my own personal army. Well, not really. But look, I've been trying to get an Assert. Now that you're here, I feel comfortable bringing this up. I don't feel so Assert. Good old Weave. You know, I've been interested in his whole saga, and I've been reaching out to another man who AT&T absolutely loves by the name of John Draper, also known as Captain Crunch.
Right, Captain Crunch,
I wrote to Crunch, and I was asking him, man, what do you think of this Weave thing? Come on. And Crunch was like, apparently he's had his own legal difficulties now, and I don't know anything about that and you know, all that crap, but he's just been really reticent to comment on Anonymous. I mean, I know he's got enough, like, WikiLeaks sympathy, sort of that sort of mentality to, like, fucking lash out at Lamo and stuff, but if you guys want to go on the Twitter and tell him, talk to us about Weave, just JD Crunchman, I'm feeling like this man needs a group hug. You know, don't do anything to him. Just say, you can trust Tyler. He's a great journalist. You know, all these things that all of you know about me, also that I'm a faggle. Some comment. Thank you very much.
It's
just
Fagel.
Fagel. Sorry, Fagel.
Yeah. Honestly, fuck Captain Crunch. He's an old fag who used some fucking shit.
What's your problem
with
the Crunch Man? I've
heard a lot of shit about Captain Crunch over the years. I mean, I've been in the team for a while. I've heard lots of stories. He's a piece of shit, in my opinion.
Well, he is a Mac guy. Guilty of this.
Yes, exactly. I'm a Mac fag, and I have authority over everything that is said on the internet. Ergo, I will be the final boss, and you guys can dox me all you want.
Yeah, well, I do to question...
Balls to you!
I do to question the man's basic judgment when he goes on Twitter and says things like, how great the pussy is in Thailand, because, boy, if you're under the legal rod. I don't know if that's something you want to go on and on about.
Yeah. But I mean, honestly, like, Captain Crunch hasn't done a goddamn thing since he fucking dug through a goddamn Wheaties box or whatever the shit it was.
I'm sure. I imagine he's still digging through it. And I just want to say that I think that if there is a parallel, and he probably has more technical capability than Weave. That's not really saying that much. But look, the man, or at least did.
No, Weave has way more mechanical capabilities than most people even think.
Well, I think in his day, I think he probably is definitely more. He's definitely more computer competent in a modern age. But, you know, like, yeah, that's all I'm really saying about it. But either way, the threat is that, you know, Weave was doing this because for personal his reputation. That was his motive for doing this. And Draper is kind of like that, because Draper really didn't get, like, a lot of money, or really money out of this. He wasn't like, ooh, wait, I'm just calling random phones and getting all this free calls. Like, I think his motivation was...
Well, didn't get any money out of it either. I mean,
didn't. I agree. I completely agree. And I think
there
Weed,
wasn't, like, Weed, a market. But, I mean, okay, Weed was exploiting a hole, not necessarily in the system, because somebody else did for him. Okay, we got to make that clear. Jackson Brown did. And Weave was
the media handler.
Press guy.
He
was
the press
guy. And
he
humiliated AT&T and Apple by association. And so now that is a crime, and he's facing 10 years in jail for it, which is absolutely fucking absurd.
Yeah, it's absurd. It's the most absurd thing he's accused of is, like, shorting AT&T stock or plotting that. That is retarded. I do think he has something to gain insofar as he would look good by just humiliating AT&T. But then again, that's not exactly financial gain, is it? So, you know, that's very obvious, and I totally agree with the and not trying to steal money thing. And I thought maybe Draper would be like, yeah, you know, I can kind of see, because I don't know what Draper has to lose by commenting on this, but I think Weed would appreciate it. You know, Weed would be like, hey, man, generation to generation. Even though what Draper was doing was, I'd say more.
I don't know. I just heard Draper, like, touch his little boys. I'm not even lying.
I think the Thailand thing is not a good sign. Maybe he just likes the individuals who look Thai, but there could be a very bad other thing associated with that that's not good. And frankly,
he
it wouldn't really make
well
me take his opinions about it wouldn't take me take his opinions about electronic security shit more or less. Here is just like if John McAfee's fucking murdering people, it doesn't mean he's like, you know, incompetent.
Yeah, but McAfee was never a fucking security guru. He found something and capitalized on it when it was at its heyday. Like, he's not a good coder. He doesn't know shit about computers, really.
Neither does fucking Captain Crunch. Really? Seriously? I'm surprised to hear that.
That's fucking serious.
Wow. Well, that's surprising. Gosh, wow. That's the way the markets work these days. Oh, such a downer. Damn downer.
I mean, if you read his bio, it'll say that he capitalized upon the antivirus craze in the early 90s, and that's about it. He found a bunch of coders that knew what they were doing, and he directed them in their path. And
I want to apologize. Sorry to interrupt the convo, but I want to apologize.
You forgot to mention he made the best antivirus ever made.
I want to apologize to the people in the chat room. I was fapping to Asshert's voice there, and I missed this Taliban character who was scrolling. Totally missed that. My bad. I ejected the Taliban. The Taliban is no longer with us. So, I apologize, folks. I wasn't doing my duty as chat room moderator. I'm juggling a lot of different hats here, so you know how it do. But anyway, we're here with Hammurabi's Code, Anad Sicko, Tyler Bass, Blitzkrieg, and Asshert, and we're reminiscing over Schmoop and other related topics.
I just want to say that I know that Schmoop will create his best art while in Lake Superior National Forest as a tour guide.
Oh, you're a nigga! You're a nigga!
Totally.
When I hear that man shouting in celebration with that episode of Camaraderie, I can just see those mountains now. I can see them. Yes.
I can see his silhouette. Oh my god.
We really need Ronald Lankford to call in. Where's Ronald?
He got banned.
Oh, he got banned too. Shit.
He's kicking it with Schmoop.
Why did he get banned?
Who else are we missing?
Dude, if I'm not banned by the end of the weekend, I'm going to be so fucking upset.
I think Tyrone should call in.
That was a great soundbite. I'm going to totally use that at some point, Asher, just so you know.
I'm seriously going to
call. No, you're not. You're going to forget by the end of the show.
No, dude. Probably. No, because you don't understand.
You don't understand. I got a notebook and a pen.
All right. Do you want to? Okay, you have a choice. You have a choice, Hammurabi. You can either be put on mute or in the green room by yourself. Which do you pick?
Pick your own poison, bro.
You the dick. You choose.
Oh.
Hey, sicko.
You want me to put you in the green room? I can put you in the green room with Sicko.
Sicko's in the green room.
Would be torture for Sicko. Sicko doesn't deserve that. Never mind. You're going up.
No, let's.
There he goes. All right. Thanks for coming up, bro.
What's up, Arthur?
Hey, Sicko, I have a query for you.
What's up, query?
A query. But, so you have access to Schmoop's account now, correct?
Yep.
You should hand that over to the Russell League so we can use those 50,000 carded followers to our advantage.
But I think it was given to me for a reason.
So you could be Legion and shit?
No, I think it was given to me to Russell all of y'all's jimmies that he gave it to an Anon.
I think there might be some credence in that. That would be a total self troll on the whole team. It's like fuck you.
I love it.
Fuck you, N words. I'm giving it to a fucking Legion.
Don't say N word.
Like, giving it to Legion.
Yeah, right. Legions don't say N word.
You know, it's just like Louis C.K.
We are
Legion.
We do not hate anyone. We do not make fun of anyone. Do not expect us to do anything mean.
You're forcing me to say it in my head. Like, when you say it, I my brain says it. Like, I don't say it out loud, but, like, you just made me say it. So, thanks. You know? God. Louis C.K.
That is my manifesto, and I am in jail.
Oh, you're a nigga! You're a nigga!
That's not even a take. That's actually just Vince doing an amazing voice impression.
Yeah, I got it down pat. Can't you tell? I've been practicing the whole show because somebody's got to do it. Just like when I don't have, I still haven't got the soundbite of Ronald Langford saying shit because he has the best shit out there. So I got to get him on the switchboard.
How do you not have a soundbite of that? That's like the one thing he does.
All right, this goes back to what I muted Hammurabi for.
You take it for granted.
No. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a bunch of time off from the show and I'll go through the archives and splice together some shit. And I know what I'm doing. I used to make films and all kinds of shit. So, and I've done.
Yeah,
tons
but now
of
you're a fucking loser.
But now I do tons of montage. As so I'll make a montage.
Vibes, bro.
Vibing it. I'm totally vibing it, dude. All right, let's bring out Danny. Danny, you're on. What's up, dude?
What's up, Vince?
Hey, we're trying to celebrate the life and times of Schmoop, and we'd love to hear your thoughts as being one of his compadres and a partner in the Russell League.
Well, I don't know. I mean, all I can say is that, you know, I was, you know, I was shocked. I was like, oh, wow. This isn't the first time this has happened either. You have to remember that. There's been several hiatuses where he's kind of gone and come back, and that's sort of what adds to the, you know, allure of it and adds to the stagemanship of it, is that, you know, it's like Vince, were you ever a professional wrestling fan?
Yes, at a very young age in the 80s. Rowdy Rowdy Piper. Actually, Junkyard Dog, JYD, was my favorite wrestler.
Oh my God.
I'm a politics fan, same shit.
Okay, so, you know, like in the storylines, when you know, like the heel or whatever that's got all the people hate him or whatever, it'll just sort of disappear for a while, and then out of nowhere, there'll be like, just he'll just come out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And it's, I think that's what's kind of going on here. I mean, that's, maybe it's just my wishful thinking, but I mean, it's happened before, so I'm just going off his track record.
Yeah, I can see that. It's basically the internet is what it comes down to. You OD on the internet after a while, and you just have to take a clean break. Yeah, I usually have to do it cold turkey myself.
No, here's my theory. Actually, I'm going to retract my theory about the Wilderness Expedition guide. I think that he is, in fact, a FBI informant, and that he was working with Sue Basco the entire time, and now that he got us to troll Sue Basco so hard that it's borderline illegal, he's dipping out now and leaving us with all the blame. Ergo, we're all going to get banned like crazy, and it's going to be hilarious.
It would be funny. I'd have a chance to wear my new suit.
Yeah, I would fucking love to wear, you know, a good tight-fitting pencil skirt to court. Be awesome.
It would.
I just want to, like, love to laugh in Stu Basco's face and just be like, are you fucking kidding with all this shit?
It would be like we walk in there like John Gotti and his fucking crew.
Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Hammurabi's back. He was out on timeout 2 minutes for being Hammurabi. He's now back with us.
For being the faggots. Hello, faggots.
But yeah, Sicko, how much do you want for the account? Because this isn't going to fly. So just name a price.
Yeah, we need to change that to Russell ERC.
We'll work something out.
Shadow over to work it off.
I'm definitely not going to sell it to anybody.
Come on, man. Everybody has a price.
This is where you say, I got this thing and it's like fucking gold, man.
Either way, the Russell
Yeah,
League
you
High Council.
Blagojevich.
There you go.
Yeah. The Russell League High Council is.
What's the highest bidder?
Moving
hey.
To a
actually,
service.
Sicko, I will give you $10,000 for it.
No.
I'll send you 2 40-ounce.
You can probably get it appraised. I bet it that it's less than 10,000, even without a number of followers.
Yeah, there's a site where you can figure out how much your Twitter account's worth.
Nobody's going on buying Twitter accounts.
Liz, bring Jihad in.
Oh, thank God. Hang on a second.
Thank God.
Okay, folks, it's time for us to take a break from and try to snap out of it and come back down to reality, figure out what the fuck we've done wrong on the show so far, because it always what?
Did you play the song you requested?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
And you didn't hear it. God damn it! I hate that. I mean, I even said that when I played it.
For loss.
You're never gonna hear it.
I was sitting at the bar and I was like, yeah, I'm totally listening.
What?
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go to the newsroom. We're not going to get any news, but we are going to get an update from, I believe, let's see.
Jihad.
Right. it's time for a break in the programming. We get an update on what we've done wrong thus far on the program with our associate producer, Jihad. Jihad, take it away. What have we done wrong so far?
Yes, hello, Vince. This is Jihad, reporting from unknown locations. How's everybody doing tonight?
Super.
Hearts unknown.
I would just like to say, all hail Russell League. You know,
hail
it's
Russell
sad
League.
To see what happened with Schmoop, but you know what? I think things are just going to be fine for everybody, and nobody should worry about what happened with him. I'm sure he's all right, or I hoped so at least.
Oh, I'm
absolutely.
Sure. I heard Meep killed him.
It's probably Subasco. Subasco shot him.
Yeah,
while
he
was logged into Twitter.
He got Basco way too much. He just got... You can only get Basco'd so much.
He got double-barrel Basco'd.
Yeah, he did.
At any
yeah,
rate...
Honestly, fuck Subasco. I
yeah.
want to meet her just so I can fucking laugh in her stupid Jewish face.
You should throw acid in her face and permanently
oh
disfigure her.
To what degree was this? Like,
you know what?
You know,
I'm sorry, Vince. Why is that
funny?
Made this
not
even more
funny.
Crazy, but I'm laughing at it. I just pictured somebody throwing
you.
Acid
Go
in
ahead,
her face.
Go ahead, Jihad. What were you going to say?
Well, nothing. I was just apologizing for... Gosh, I just didn't even help at all. I just kind of turned it into more shit, didn't I?
Yes, it's okay. It was gonna go there anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's bound to happen. With you know, news is important as this. I mean, come on.
So, what's your take on this? On Schmoop? It is obviously a blow to the Lulz community. The Lulz factor in the internet took a
no. Come on. Okay. All right. Schmoop was. Is he was not was not past tense because he's out
you know
there
what's
somewhere.
Great though, it's what you know. What's great though is I saw this coming and I shorted Lull, you know, about a week ago, and I kind of saw this coming, and I actually shorted Lulz. Lulz went down about 3.7% overnight after he was announced, and I had an automatic kick in. And I made a good little bit of cash on Lulz by shorting Lulz.
Well, Vince, I have no idea what you just said. Does anybody understand what Vince just said?
No.
Yeah.
I'm confused. Maybe I'm just slow.
It's right. You're my associate producer. You're supposed to be on top of this. You don't even listen to the show.
I'm sorry.
it doesn't even matter. Just to let you know, Hammurabi's on, Anon Sicko's on, Tyler Bass from Chronicle.su is on, Blitzkrieg is on, Ashurt MacFags is on, Danny is on, and you are on.
Oh, wow, I'm on? That's crazy.
I didn't even
Tyler,
know I was
going?
Muted. I just became unmuted. I didn't even know I was muted.
You've been muted. I haven't no idea. Did you say anything?
Is Tyler still
here? I think I said it would be funny if Ashurt MacFags threw acid on Subasco's face. I don't know if anybody heard that.
Well, yeah.
I had a question.
LSD-25 on Subasco's face. Yes, absolutely.
How much was this whole thing with the, you know, his parents and this whole new job thing? Was this like... Kind of like when you join the military and they're like, you have to join or like you go to jail. Or like, what was on the other end of not doing that and like running to Canada or something and, you know, it just it continuing to operate this mayhem account? You know, what would have happened exactly? Because, you know, I know people with way, way smaller Twitter cults who have experienced this sort of nonsense of, you know, either harassment at home or what motivated it? You know,
did this guy just call us a cult? Are we a cult?
Who is this, by the way?
Dude,
if
you guys are
follow
internet
someone,
you're
a cult.
I didn't know we were a cult.
Who's talking?
I think this is the guy from the Chronicle.
Tyler Bass, the Chronicle.su.
I really appreciate the Chronicle's input on pretty much everything internet related.
Thank you.
I do think that A lot of things are very cult-like, especially in internet society, internet culture. Excuse me.
Culture.
However, I the connotation of cults is not necessarily a negative thing.
Absolutely.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, it's,
I know
it's
my
Twitter
followers would kill themselves if I told them to, but that's a different story.
Right. And I don't think that anyone that takes themselves seriously is allowed to be involved with our fucking cult, you know?
Yeah, that's just not going to happen. I mean, there's no way. You wouldn't even laugh.
If you take yourself seriously, then I will fucking punch you in the balls.
Yeah, right. It's
she's
not
a ball
the cult
puncher.
Of personality. Right, exactly.
That's what she does.
Well, what I was hoping is that, like, Citizens United would cut up Vincent LeBay and they would just take my quote where I'm like, you know, hey, you know, it's a cult. There'd be, like, called Anonymous Unmasked or something. And then, like, they would just, like, splice all of you laughing at something else that, like, Vince said or something, and they would just play it after the quote. And then they'd be like, then Michelle Bonson would be like, see, it's a cult, you know? And that would be the way that went down.
Well, Anonymous is a cult. Let's be honest here. Cult in a negative connotation.
None of us is a cult.
Anonymous is a bunch of faggots.
But you know what I find funny is, like, that most, like, anti-establishment organizations, most anti-conformity organizations tend to be the most conformist people you'll ever meet in your life. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
that,
at least
that
the bureaucrats in the organizations, sure.
Absolutely. I mean, that stereotype holds true throughout, like, fucking middle school and high school and college, you know.
You start talking about a group or an organization or whatever, that there's going to be some conformance shit that goes on. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's anti-establishment or if it's pro-establishment. They all conform to the same belief. So
Hamaraba, what are you going to do with this thing? I mean, you're not Schmoop. But will it just be, Schmoop tribute material for a while? I mean, what do you?
Well, first of all, I want to. Speaking of Schmoop's Twitter account, it has tweeted in the last hour. I want to thank Sicko for tweeting the show along with the Schmoop LOL account. Let's see who else. One Nodis tweeted out the show. Thank you, One Nodis. Occupy Atlanta. There's still Occupies out there. I can't believe it. People are still tweeting from Occupy. All people. Cade the Martyr tweeted me Vunce in the Bay. I don't get it. Vunce. Why you guys? You spell it Vunce.
It's pronounced Vunce.
Vunce. Vunce in the Bay.
Occupy Unmasked.
Holy shit. Vince, you sound like drunk R2-D2.
Yeah, that's
you got like
bad.
Some cosign going on with your phone there.
He's goner.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about me?
You were Patriot Gregging. Are you getting DDoSed? Do you need help? I actually just zero-date him. The Blog Talk 0 days.
Oh, all that
like goofy bandwidth. There
right
he goes again.
Patriot Greg.
Chopping it up.
Interesting. Okay. Well, hey, let's take on another call. I think this might be Shadow DXS. Go ahead, Shadow.
Hey, what up, dude?
Hey, Shadow, I have your Moob pick that I'm going to put in my slideshow next week for Titty Tuesday.
Aw, yeah.
You totally have my permission to scar everyone for life.
Shit.
But what's this show about? DK says it sucks.
Oh, I'll tell you what this show is about. This show is about going right now and taking a picture of yourself with a sign that says Russell League Rest in Peace Schmoop on it and tweeting it to the Russell League IRC Twitter account.
Can I be naked?
Yeah, what? Can you? Please, it's not a requisite.
Naked and in your face paint.
You fucking Jew gold stealing motherfuckers. Russell League ain't dead.
Yeah, what is this horse shit about Spook giving up his fucking account to that Anon Tard dude? Anon Sicko.
It was a reverse Malaysian alley-oop.
Yeah, no, it's a Malaysian alley-oop.
I'll answer this. It's actually a classic double reverse troll on his own troll crew. This is common. Lots of people rage quit on their troll crew by trolling the crew themselves at the end by giving the account over to seemingly the enemy. And
see what the best part about this whole thing is, though, Vince? That most of these people don't even realize that Schmoop wasn't even a real person.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's funniest
FBI,
thing.
Dude. It was all just the FBI. It was even bigger than Hector, man. Even bigger. He's just been taken into the fold. He's on the farm now, just training with a Beretta.
Oh, no. Schmoop character definitely reminded me, in many ways, Schmoop reminded me of Sabu.
No, please don't.
What?
he kind of talked like him in some ways.
Excuse me? What?
Instead of AK-47s, it was gay Nazi.
You're a nigga!
When UG Nazi first hit the scene, they reminded me so much of Lulzsec, and the timeline that it actually followed reminded me of Lulzsec so much that I had my thoughts that it might have been Sabu. Even as far as almost down to the exact same amount of days, them joining up with Anonymous and shit like that, like it was just really cool.
Do you see patterns and stuff often? This whole thing with the Schmoop being Sabu thing, this is just hitting too close to home with some things that people don't need to know about. So we're just going to change the subject now.
Jesus Christ.
Well, except
because
that,
everybody needs
the
to hear.
The had 350,000 people on board. I mean, to say
listen, Schmoop was the hero that Russell League needed, and he did what needed to be done. I mean, who can say that that's not true?
He set the standard, basically. He paved the way for a new era.
Oh, you're a nigga! You're a nigga!
Sorry, I asked.
Good times. Yes, we once again, folks, if you're joining the program late, we are commemorating the passing on of Schmoop. I always thought of the Schmoop account. I had many DMs with the Schmoop account, and I was convinced for a while that I wasn't always DMing with the same person. Just because of style of writing and whatnot, it was pretty obvious.
Okay, Jennifer Emick, shut up.
To me,
Schmoop was like another jester, you know, just another amalgam of
Vince, if you keep hitting this close to home, I'm going to have to censor you with white noise.
You do that anyway. You do that anyway, dude, so it's bound to happen sooner or later.
Hey, where's the co-host camera?
You're stumbling onto things that shouldn't be stumbled upon, and you might get a visit from the CSM.
Hammurabi
is on the line. Hammurabi is on the line.
What's up?
You're on the line, bro.
Well, right. I think Shadow DXS had a question for you.
What's up?
No, I didn't have a question. I just wanted to know if the fucker was here.
Of course he's here. Where else would he be?
Uh-oh, guys. Are we being trolled by Vince?
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. If you talk to Teardrop from ReaperSec, I'm a honeypot, apparently.
Well, a honeypot for what?
Exactly.
For radio.
If you look at the cast that Vince has had on his show, he's definitely a honeypot.
Well, of course.
He's had everybody who's anybody on his show. He's definitely a honeypot.
Dude, have any of you guys listened to my featured show?
No.
Oh, my God. Do yourself a favor. Check out my featured show. I have legitimate guests on my show, okay? I don't just get hackers and trolls that call into my show. I get legitimate celebrities. Right?
I do. You used to get legitimate celebrities.
Name one.
I got A-plus from Souls of Mischief / Hieroglyphics.
I've never even heard
celebrity
of that person.
Well, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
If you say that you've never heard Hieroglyphics, you can just fuck off.
I haven't. I mean, you're a celebrity.
Like, you at least got to, like, Dell.
No, I think by definition, a celebrity's got to be somebody I've heard of.
I'm with you, Hammy.
All right, so Caleb Martin Bay, okay?
Oh.
Get him on the show.
Who the fuck is that?
He's the guy that made MIRC. God, I just made such a meta joke. You nerds didn't even catch it.
He's had Charlie Wong on the show. That's a celebrity.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Winning.
Crappy airbags. I mean, crappy tires. You had crappy tires on the show. He's a celebrity.
Yeah, I remember when that kid was calling into, like, he was living in Canada, and he was calling into, like, local news shows, like, in San Francisco, where I live, and he's, like, goes on air talking about these BART protests, and they bring him on as crappy airbags. I couldn't believe it. Total, it was like somebody that was filling in.
That's
funny,
I've never
heard that. It's like a Friday call-in show. It streamed over the internet. That's how he found it. And they were talking about the BART protests, and it was this total conservative, hardcore conservative talk radio host, and he just got inundated with calls. And at the time, there were a bunch of people like Jackal and Motormouth and Crappy Tires and a ton of other people that just had, like, a ton of Twitter socks, and they just fucking just bombarded this dude's Twitter account. They had this thing they called Urge. Do you guys remember that?
That's
Urge,
cool.
When Cabin Crew came out with Urge. Apparently they developed
Who
some
cares?
Tool. Yeah. Apparently developed some tool that you can spam harder with socks on Twitter, I don't know, but whatever. They terrorized this poor local radio show host, and he was, like, kind of raging on air about having to block people on Twitter.
Oh, I know what tool you're talking about. You're talking about the zero day called TweetDeck.
Yes, that's what I think. Yeah, probably. I think that was sort of their whole point. They were trolling. I don't know.
Right, yeah. Like the new Russell League Zero Day that's going to be coming out soon. You're going to have to keep your eyes out for that one.
Yeah,
it's in
sort
the
of
word.
That TweetDeck, like, problem. I mean, have they fixed that yet? I mean, because I've, like, tweeted a lot of stuff, and it's gotten, like, on Twitter.com, and I'm just like, whoa.
It went right through? It got around the firewall?
Yeah, it got right through their firewall. Including
Dude.
One on my computer, like my Microsoft firewall. Like, my own system didn't even stop me.
I passed Microsoft's firewall?
Yeah, it got right through it.
Dude.
Like, it was just
can
like,
you put a copy
like,
of that?
It was just like mosquito netting on the World Trade Center, you know? It just went
Put a
right
copy
through.
Of that on a floppy diskette for me, please.
Yeah,
Dude,
absolutely.
I learned this trick from Jen and Mick. You just put a ring of salt around your workstation and nobody can hack you.
Hey, ask her if the fucking packages from a ramen noodle bag will work. I got like a whole fucking cabinet full of them bastards.
Ramen noodles have a shitload of sodium, so I think it'll work.
I think you would taste. I mean, it's like flavors and shit. You know, what if that like attracts hackers and stuff?
It's got salt in it, dude. It'll work.
What about bath salts? Would that work?
Anything with sodium chloride will work.
Yeah, Vince. Yeah, before your show ends, can we get a last shout-out for Schmoop?
Sure, let's go around the horn. Hammurabi's Code, last big ups for... We don't do shout-outs here, by the way. Last big ups for Schmoop before we go off the air.
Big up, Smoop.
Big up, Smoop.
Sicko. Oh. Big up.
I think before you go off the air, we should all tell our favorite Smoop moment.
Okay, you got to make it in like 20 seconds.
Oh, really? Yeah, I can do it. Mine's the full.
I mean, wait a second. We can go into overtime and you can go into your story. But
we'll go into the intimate stories in overtime, okay?
Yeah. If
all right.
If you just want to give an anecdote or something, now is the time to do it. We're just going to say goodbye to the live listeners, that's all.
Smoop, all right,
love you, Smoop. We miss you, brother.
Smoop pwned Goofy Bone.
Kill yourself.
Tyler Bass, your final words, Tyler Bass.
Yeah, you know, good job with the prank on Soldier Boy. I mean, that was just masterful. You know, you got to find people with dumb fans, and you knew exactly where to stick the knife. Then, good job, Smoop.
Like I said.
Hey,
one at a time, please. If your name's not Blitz,
we didn't hear what you said because you're Patriot Greg and
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, like a motherfucker.
But he did say Blitzkrieg, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, go for it, Blitz.
All I gotta say is cheers, dude. All I got is cheers.
Assert. What did you like to say?
Assert.
Yes.
Back facts.
What would you like to say in Schmoop's honor?
Go fuck yourselves.
Oh, that. Oh, yes. I'm going to do that right now for you, babe.
Please do.
Esther, you sound like Chris Bolin's daughter.
Who?
Chris Bolin. Just go Google that.
Okay. I'm talking to Schmoop right now, actually.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Tell
he's on Jabber.
Tell him we said hey.
Just kidding. Not sign off. Bye.
Quit dropping Schmoop 0 days.
All right.
Zeke in the Bay is Schmoop.
No. Jihad, go ahead and say something to the live folks before we say goodbye to them.
Well, folks, you know, it was great to be on here, you know, just being my autistic self. Thanks for having me, Vince.
I hope he dies.
Oh, my God. Me too.
Shadow DXS, anything you'd like to say to the live listeners?
No.
Perfect. I love you, live listeners. Each and every one of you that came out. Oh, and I'm talking about you, catty idiot.
I'm gonna touch you.
Guest. A ton of guest listeners. Is that... That sounds like... Like, that might be shadow fapping. What are you doing, dude?
Mouse fapping. I'm clicking my mouse.
Let me stop.
Shadow fapping sounds like a grasshopper making its little noise.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for listening. Linda.
Patriot Greg.
13.
God, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Yeah, you shout out like
nonstop.
Anytime you say anything more than like a few words, it does it. Hey Vince, didn't you say that AT&T was supposed to be upgrading your package? It's not a dick joke. Don't worry, you can answer it.
I was just about to come up with something too.
All right,
someone's trying a little too hard to impress the audience.
All right.
point, it kind of sounds like someone's brushing their teeth.
I type at 300 words per minute with my toes.
So you got some fucking inbred toes, homie. You need to go see a doctor.
Don't judge me. Don't judge my family.
Oh, I'm a judge. I'm going to judge the fuck up out of it.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right, check it out. They're on hold now. Damn. I had Jihad and Shadow in the green room for a while, but once we went off air, it automatically bumped them to mute. But we still have... Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my my Skype connection, but we still have Hammurabi's Code, Sicko, Tyler Bass, Blitzkrieg, Danny, Jihad, Shadow DXS, and we have another caller. Wait, who's this caller? I just unmuted you. Who's that?
Tiger.
Hello? Tiger?
Probably Spike.
What? All right, I'm going to take them in the green room and see who that is. Oh, they went away. Whatever. Whoever's called in is called in.
Hours.
Yes.
Is that you, Jihad, punishing your keyboard?
No, dude,
yeah,
I'm laying in bed.
No, that's me.
Danny.
Well,
mine sounds a little bit louder than that, too. I use blues.
Dude,
I have
probably
a fucking gaming keyboard, dude. This shit costs $300.
So you
God, man. Are you serious?
Yeah, dude, my keyboard has a fucking LCD screen in it.
Oh, well, that's why it costs so much money.
I need that shit.
You
can't fucking hack without it, so how are you going to tell me?
God.
I bet nobody in here can even make meme triangles.
I just want to reach through the phone and just knock the fuck out of you, dude.
I was making meme triangles before fucking meme triangles were even meme triangles, dude. All you new fags,
you were
get on here.
Playing Zelda games?
What's Zelda?
It's some kind of a prince, I think.
I'm trying to effectively shove my palm through my fucking forehead.
You guys have probably never even been on 9gag or Reddit.
Okay, who is this speaking?
It's Danny.
Danny.
Who do you think it is?
Like, how is it not 100% clear who is speaking?
Yeah.
I don't listen to you talk much. Is that kind of tell you where I go?
So what
I'm
are
sorry,
you guys
did
wearing?
You say something? I was talking to someone through the keyboard.
Do they live in your keyboard?
No, dude, are you kidding me? What are you trying? No, dude, people don't live in my keyboard. They could, it's so big.
Dude,
it costs so much money.
Your keyboard costs enough money for someone to be living in it, all right? Don't
judge
me. I'm going
to put out a mortgage on it.
Well, you should have.
In the files.
I started to find it. My rent's going to be $375 a month.
Yeah, dude, I bet you wish you had, like, four of these, so you'd have a place to stay through the winter.
I don't know, after you've slept on a sidewalk for months, you can pretty much sleep anywhere.
Dude, I've had to sleep on the beach before. You think a sidewalk's bad? Shit, you don't know.
I bet did SeaWorlds, like, float by and, like, try to rescue you.
No, man. Beach Patrol came up to me, right? It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And as he takes the foot, he actually gets on the fucking radio and goes, he's trying to report beached whale. I got so fucking pissed.
Dude, I just made that joke before you made it. Why'd you have to go and make this
same
joke?
That's the thing. It wasn't a joke. That was reality. I was being harassed by Beach Patrol.
The fuck are you guys talking about?
Baywatch.
It's a country in Great Britain. Or a city or something.
It's a country.
Yeah, dude, you didn't know there's, like, freaking 13 countries in Great Britain? Ask Charlie Wong, he'll tell you. He's a master of British geography.
The Scottish are trying to get independence, apparently.
Unless you want to be talking about Commonwealths, then you might be onto something.
There's, like, 10 Commonwealths, 3 countries, and, like, probably 800 cities.
You said 13. Why'd you say 3?
Because, dude... You don't understand. I use fucking British math.
And Google and Apple Maps, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't get down like that.
Vince, have you resorted to soundboards?
I don't get down like that.
Confirmed.
That is me, Spyko, in the chat. Wait, you don't like my typing sounds? Multitasking.
Well, multitasking will be doing them both at the same time. You're just ignoring us and typing.
No, I'm not ignoring you and typing. I'm typing and talking to you at the same time, but what you don't realize is I'm actually typing what I say. Fuck, I can't multitask.
See, exactly.
Oh, you're a nigga. You're a nigga.
Perfect. That's awesome.
And before we're all in the green room...
We probably are. Yeah. He does this every time. I don't think we'd hear the sounds from the soundboard if we were in the green room, though.
I don't know, man. Vince is a magical person. He could do some amazing shit.
Well, that's implying that only Vince could ever load up a soundboard.
Dude, Vince is a master fucking film producer, and he uses Final Cut and Chroma Key.
Yeah, well, anyways, guys, I think I'm going to go.
Who's that?
That's Sicko.
Oh, all right. See you, Sicko.
You all be safe.
Man, I hate when people say that.
Me too. I was just thinking that same thing.
It was like the last thing that Schmoop said, too. You guys be safe now.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Mom, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
We're all getting banned. That's what's going to happen. Isn't it obvious? It's so obvious.
If I get basketball, I'll be so pissed.
Dude, we're going to be on Cops, dude. Are you crazy? We're going to get Maddie fame. We're going to be on an episode of Cops.
Yeah, then you'll be making another run.
E-Cops. Fund it.
They're going to write a Law and Order episode about us.
Oh, I still thought I was going to get more followers out of the show. So damn, I didn't say anything particularly witty, don't get me wrong, but still. About half the life is just showing up.
So when is the Chronicle going to make an IRC, goddammit?
Well, we do have the pirate pad sitting there at all times. I mean, anyone can go on there and, I mean, we even have, like, we've written articles on it just in the open.
Can you link me to the pirate pad?
No, it's just for hostage. Yeah, it was just totally open. You can just go on there and just, you know, people can just chat. No one ever freaking uses it, but...
What's the link to it? Is there, is there anything important on it?
Not really.
Okay, never mind. I don't need the link.
Yeah.
You're going to sell your pirate pad on Twitter for 50,000 euros.
No, not going to happen. I mean, I guess by definition, I'm not in the knot anyway, you know, because this is who I am. So I'd say the worst thing for the worst thing for an anti-security enthusiast to do would be to, well, write about it openly.
Like, all right, guys, I'll talk to you later. See you later, sick.
It's been real, folks. I was glad to finally have my memory jogged. Kilgore did most of the writing on the Schmoop thing. He's just better at the Twitters than I am. I didn't say much, but
big up to Non-Sicko.
Holy
and
shit.
Shadow DXS. They just dropped off. And no, you guys have not been in the green room at any point in time during the broadcast.
Yay! Well, except for me and Shadow DXS.
Vince, thanks for never having put me in the bullpen. I try and be obedient.
I think Vince is still Patriot Gregging.
No, yeah, I agree.
Impossible. I can't be Patriot Gregging.
You kind of are.
Yeah, you kind of are a little bit, man.
That's the ironic part of that.
Buttons being pushed.
Dude, does it make me a bad person?
Am I Patriot Gregging now? Am I Patriot Gregging now?
No, you're not.
Does that make me clear right now?
I just want to know, does it make me a bad person if I have a folder of pictures on my computer entitled 9/11 humor?
That's
not... Do you guys have that great photo of when there's all the smoke all over the city and it says pot's legalized in New York City? That was
yeah, cool. I've got that one.
Are you... Hey, here, I'm going to drop this link in the Russell League IRC channel. Check it out. This is just one of my little websites that I have. Highly offensive things that I'm sure that my real-life friends should never know about.
Oh, Lord, this looks intriguing. Oh,
make sure you have your sound on.
There's so much script on this page, it won't even appear for me.
What?
There's just so much script. My browser's like, no, you're not going to look at this. Let me just allow it and see what happens.
Excellent. My podnet is grown.
Okay, well, this is just like footage, right?
Do you have your sound turn on?
No.
Yeah, you need that.
I don't have
key.
Speakers. I spent too much money on the fucking keyboard.
Okay, basically, it's just those shots of the planes crashing into the World Trade Center with a laugh track behind it.
Oh, that's great.
There it is. Ah, yep.
I'm bookmarking this.
I'm sure you have the Tom Petty Free Falling one, classic.
Yes.
You know, had you actually
classic.
You couldn't have done that before, like 2003 on YouTube, or like you would have been ridden out of town on like the jingoistic rail. But I think it's there now. I think it's been up for a while. I guess people have really become callous. I don't think
we were talking about this in Tiny Chat the other day. We were like reminiscing on 9/11 or whatever, and I was in 10th grade. And there's this black kid in class. They shut down school for, like, all day. We were just watching the news in class, and this black kid just got up and said, man, fuck this shit. Them people ain't no kin to me. What I don't give a fuck about now. And, dude, the whole classroom just got quiet as fuck. The teacher didn't even know what to say. It was just so awkward.
They didn't string him up?
No, dude. They were just like,
Man, America's gone soft.
You know, I think I was in like 10th grade too, actually, and for most of the day I thought it was a Cessna, and I didn't go home even though, because I was just like, I had really good attendance in school, and I like did this drawing of like the plane crashing into it, because I didn't know that two had like crashed into it until like really late in the day, and I like walked up to someone, I was like, haha, look at this little plane crashing into a building, and they like had context, and they were just like horrified that I had drawn that. And this was someone who like pretty much liked me, but I was just like, huh. Guess it was an accident, but I didn't really.
I didn't really care until I got home, and I was like, holy fuck.
And, like, then the next year, when they did the one-year anniversary, they had the junior ROTC Air Force kids out there doing, like, they were all standing at attention or whatever. At the same time, whenever the towers hit, they did a moment of silence or whatever. Well, this one genius kid was standing at attention with his knees locked for the whole time, and he just fucking fell out right in the middle of it. And everybody was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you're not supposed to stand with your knees locked at attention. Back.
Yeah. I'm glad he did, though.
Who's taking a piss?
That is Danny.
No, it's not me this time. I'm not drinking. I only piss on the radio when I'm...
You know, Jeff Goldblum once said, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Is that Independence Day?
Jurassic Park, man.
Jurassic
Thank
Park.
You. This is a Unix machine. I know this.
If Bastard weren't here, there would be an immediate crack about that damn wire. And we all know where that would go. God.
Yep. Where's that?
Yeah, I just kind of got an idea to do, you know, like the Hitler videos with the subtitles?
Yeah.
I just got an idea to do that with, I'm going to do that with Jurassic Park instead. This is going to be good.
Yeah,
that won't work,
good
though, Jurassic Park was a fucking American movie, man. I'll just...
You can
the,
still... No, but you can find probably, like, you know, a French version of it or something like that with a French audio. And then you should make it, like, the scene where they're in the, like, little command center there and the raptors, like, come to the door and they start opening the door or whatever and Subasco should be the raptor and Schmoop should be, like... Dr. Grant or something like that.
Yeah. No, we gotta have something with Schmoop. Well, it's a T-Rex, so it's obviously got the T-Rex has to be Schmoop. There's so much potential for it, you know what I mean?
That's true, that's true.
When that the fat dude, I mean, we got Shadow DXS, and he gets eaten by the Dilophosaurus.
Newman.
The Dilophosaurus can be Jenna Mick.
And you wouldn't even need to change any of the audio for that either.
No.
Because it sounds just
you
like
wouldn't.
Her.
You could just title the video Shadow DXX gets eaten by Jenna Mick.
God.
I'm so doing that shit. I fucking legally acquired a copy of Magic's Movie Maker. Tonight, so I'm definitely gonna be doing that.
Yeah, I've been taking around the idea of like for the holiday season over at Chronicle. You know, you guys remember Spy Tech, of course, right? I know someone claimed they were around my age, and you guys might have noticed that Mr. Arafat has apparently been poisoned with polonium. So I want to like have like a Spy Tech polonium poisoning kit. You know, put a photo of fucking Woodbenko on it, and just you know. Just, like, sell that. I mean, like, we could just sell the box or something. I don't know. Or just make an ad for it. Like, I just get
that's
a kid
some,
to hold
that's
it.
Some Yes Men type shit right there.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. And it would just be, like, and like all we have to Photoshop onto the box would be, like, a little tiny baggie. And it could be, like, good for thousands of doses. Because apparently you only, like, a grain of salt kind of shit to do it.
See, yeah. See, like, what you would want to do with that is, like, pretend that you were... You know, like Dow Chemical creating that or something like that.
We should do some, like, we should make a fucking, like, Billy Mays style infomercial for it. And just fucking spread that shit everywhere. We have to come up with a clever name for it and a good pitch.
I'm more worried. I actually can edit it, but and I even have, like, a son who I was thinking about making an insane prop in this whole thing. His mother will kill me, but it's just too good. I'm worried about putting out the box and making that look credible. That's really my only, like, I think, hurdle I've got to jump over here. But, you know, I think really, if we could just have found out this month conclusively that Arafat got poisoned, like, the shit show over that would be, like, it would be, like, major hell.
and fun. And I wish the time it could all come together, because the test results are going to take like a month. But, dude, look at the clothing on that guy. Pretty damning. You don't just end up with polonium on you. You know, it's not something you fall in.
Well, you never know. I mean, come on. It's a new world.
I mean, I don't know. I might try it just to see if it gives me a buzz.
Snorting polonium?
Yeah, dude. I'll try anything once.
Dude's got a wicked nasty drip, bro.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to like take a business card and, you know, on a mirror and move like nanograms or whatever it is.
Dude,
before
like
cause I think even at the microgram level it causes like massive organ failure.
When I used to be a junkie, dude, my fucking friend injected bleach. Like, I shit you not, he was cleaning his rig and fucking. He got shit mixed up or whatever, and he actually drew his oxy into the rig that already had bleach in it. He dipped the rig into what he thought was a cap full of water to draw up with his oxy and mix that with, but it was actually bleach. So he injected bleach with the oxy mixed up in it. And as soon as he did it, he fucking screamed so fucking loud, I guess that shit burned or whatever.
Well, yeah.
We fucking figured it out. He's like, oh, my God, I just injected bleach. So we called poison control and told them what happened. And their fucking response was, oh, don't worry. This happens all the time. It was only 30 units. He'll be okay. They were like, they literally said that they get calls like this all the time.
Oh, my God.
It's another one of those guys.
Well, it does say something about the junkie community that they're interested in not injecting, like, whatever bacteria it collects inside of someone's rig, you know.
Well, you gotta bleach your works, man. You know, you don't want to get AIDS or something or
well,
catch
says
a cold.
You.
It's like Amanda Todd crossed with Kurt Cobain, you know. Okay, yeah.
So,
well, look,
Courtney Love is what you're getting at.
What?
Amanda Todd mixed with Kurt Cobain. Courtney Love.
Yeah, because she chose to bleach, of course. But you know that. Look, gentlemen, it's been real fun. I do have to go, though. I'm on the East Coast, so it's really weird on me. But, you know, I'll be back on the show eventually, especially if Vince gets a topic almost as cool as this one. But you guys have a good night, huh?
Well, you
okay.
too.
Yep, have a good one. Bye.
See
you. Are we the last two people on the show?
I think there's three or four of us on here.
Yeah. I'm still here.
Oh.
So, I mean, do we get to phone bone now or what?
I don't know. It's your move.
I put on my robe and wizard hat.
Why did this person just link a pony thread in the chat room? It probably
He's
felt like the right thing to do.
By brownies. Shit.
What the fuck is Vince doing? He's fucking lurking.
I think he dozed off. He did this the other night, too. He just kind of fucking disappeared at one point. And shortly after, I was like, this is getting weird. And I left.
I might just leave it open for us.
What other exploitable movies are there that can be used to exploit Basco?
Man. Let's see.
Good one.
You could have, you could do something like, let me think, like Schindler's List, and she's like the Gestapo trying to find the Jews or something like that. And
the scene
in
the beginning of Inglourious Bastards, the opening
scene
for Inglourious
Bastards. Yeah, exactly. I was thinking along that lines.
Dude, that would be perfect.
There's, like, no interesting news right now.
And that's been dead, dude.
Oh, here's some important news. Justin Bieber targeted in murder-for-hire plot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that sounds like a win.
Yeah. They were planning to strangle and castrate him and his bodyguard.
Oh, just gets better.
Yeah, it was two New Mexico men.
Are you fucking serious, man?
Yeah, apparently. Although it's in the USA Today, so, I mean, take that for what you will.
Yeah, drop the link in IRC.
All right, one sec.
It's fucking fun.
Just gotta utilize some 0 days here.
Mm-hmm.
Bypassing router. All right, uplink made.
Yeah, I like how you can hear some kind of like power mode background music going on, like some power hacking mode.
All right, I dropped the link in the Russell League IRC.
Yeah, I got it.
Wait, that's still the news update music that Vince had playing, isn't it?
Well, yeah. We're doing a news update. I mean, this is big.
That was like... Oh, I forget you're the producer, right? You dude, I don't know.
Associate producer. I don't want to take any of Vince's thunder. All right. Mark Stake, 41, and his 23-year-old nephew, Tanner Wayne, were arrested late last month in Vermont. They were accused of plotting to kidnap and kill four people on behalf of Dana Martin, who's serving two life sentences for the 2000 rape and murder of a Vermont girl. Stake met Martin in Las Cruces State Prison. Interesting. Well, they're saying that it was a murder-for-hire plot, but it says that they were the ones that were planning on killing him, so were they hiring themselves? I'm confused.
I don't know. I don't see how does this fit in with Justin Bieber?
Well, they were plotting to kill Justin Bieber, apparently. That's the only tie-in. I don't know if they got near him. It doesn't seem like they did. They just seem like stupid people that said too much and got caught.
Wow.
Well, that explains... never mind. I was going to say that explains what happened to Schmoop, but these guys got picked up last month, so...
Yeah, you know what's funny about that? All the fucking memes on the internet about killing Bieber...
Huh?
Shit just got real, dude. Fuck off. All the memes on the internet about killing Bieber, right? Shit just got real.
Oh, Bieber. You mean Bieber. I get you. I was like, who the hell is it? What? What?
Name is, dude.
Shit, man. I'm gonna go to bed. Fuck.
Oh, damn. Hell, shit, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to return to my computer nets.
Word. I'm out, too.
Good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Vincent the May. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Danny, Blitzcrank, Hammurabi's Code, and Jihad for holding it down at the end there in overtime. I apologize. We had some technical difficulties in overtime. We were not able to overcome them. Once again, it was a great show. And we will catch you again. I will catch you again sometime soon. Probably tomorrow night, if not for sure, Friday night. Friday night is Free Ball Friday. So, hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And, yeah, peace out, everybody. Until next time, stay classy, Internet. Forgot. I wanted to play this for Schmoop. Here it is. D12, 40 ounce. Later.
about to get it crunk. You just another punk in the club about to get drunk. I settle my vendettas with AKs, Berettas. We don't supposed to be in here with our weapons, but still they let us. Switchblade, grass knuckles, nickel-plated belt buckles. Broken beer bottles, when we walk in you can smell trouble. Elbows flying, bitches crying, niggas bleeding. You retreating, running to your car and skating off your gear. We take examples out of you haters running your mouth. You the reason why your peoples is pouring their 40s out. Dirty dozen wild, beat niggas bloody. And you gon' have to pour out a keg for all your homies.
Pour your 40 out, pour your 40 out.
I'm in the club to beat, you gotta murder me there. Only talk to a bitch with burgundy hair. On the aisle in the back, bumper seven dudes. See that top on that 40, you know it's coming loose. See me on the Ave daily, be running this shit. If your chick get blobbed, I G-money that bitch. Packing mags and clips, I smash your click. Because the proof they put the G in the alphabet. Smoking weed, drinking Henny, Remy, and that Jimmy. Don't worry if you run out the corner store, got plenty.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very nice.